You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report, which is dominated this morning by the tragedy coming out of Uvalde, Texas. The death count is 19 students, two adults at the school, elementary school down in Texas. And they're starting to get more and more information. The shooter, whom I will not name, I refuse to do that.
Good.
18-year-old high school student, and they said he had just purchased two rifles days before the shooting. It's tragic. It's disgusting. It's heartbreaking. It's all of those things. Yeah. And Jeremy and I have we've had to announce too many of these things over the years.
Yeah, we've talked multiple times this morning about how heartbroken we are about this, and it's hitting home for me. I have kids in elementary school, and it was a rough day for us yesterday. My wife was bawling her eyes out multiple times. We just eventually just had to shut the TV off. I was like, we got to shut this off. It's
sure,
you know, it's the bad news just keeps coming in. We got to walk away from it for a little bit.
It's interesting. The same thing last night when I was sitting down with my laptop and I was looking through stuff, I got to the point where I was like,
what else can you say? What else can you read about?
It's sickening. It's sickening.
Heightened awareness at a lot of schools around the country today.
Yeah.
The flags will be at half staff. And we feel for the parents that have to drop their kiddos off at school today. I was talking earlier that I'm very thankful that my kids are now on spring break right now.
Or summer break.
I've checked that. It's a summer break. And I can't imagine sending them off today. It's just that pit in your stomach.
I'm with you.
It's so horrible.
And, a big hug going out not only to the people in Uvalde who are going to have to live with this now, but also big thanks to the brave people who went in and took down the shooter.
Can you imagine?
Can't say enough about that.
Bullets are flying, and these men and women are running in. And it turns out, I think, from what I'm reading, it was an elite tactical division of the Border Patrol that actually went in and got this SOB. And it was
wounded.
And it sounds like the guy that got him was off duty and got the call and happened to have all his gear in his car and zipped over and was one of the first ones in. So thank you so much to our law enforcement.
So that is going on. That's the number one trending news in America today. What else is going on? Locally, we can tell you that our Avalanche will beat the Blues tonight at Ball Arena to actually win their playoff series in 5 games, as I predicted before the series got underway.
It's going to make everyone around here so happy.
Jeremy gave me something this morning about, cross your fingers. I'm like, I don't need to cross fingers with this.
He's not crossing anything.
The Avs are fired up. Because of the kind of obnoxious St. Louis Blues fans.
Yeah.
I think the Avs are going to put them away tonight. So.
All right, let's do it. Make it happen.
That's going on. The Rockies have a day game today, super early. It's like 10:30 first pitch for Denver time. That's going on. There is a story out here that says that younger adults, I would imagine they're talking 20 and 30 year olds, are going back to using travel agents.
Look at that.
That used to be the big thing. Then when the internet popped, everyone started doing their own booking of everything. And people who were in the industry of travel started seeing their business decline substantially. Well, Jeremy, now they're talking about how there's been a 50% increase in demand over the past year alone for travel agents. Because the younger adults are saying, we know how to do it. We just don't want to do it.
That sounds kind of typical, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I hate to say it, but it's like, let's
I kind
that.
Of agree, though. I'm in that point. I've got to book some travel here pretty soon, and I'm tired of trying to find the lowest price. I kind of just want to turn
to hand it off.
I'd hand off, say, find a great deal for me.
It feels like a bit of a status symbol thing, too, that you can say, I had somebody else plan my trip for me.
Yeah, we'll get a load of this.
I didn't have to do it.
They're not even calling them travel agents anymore. They're now travel advisors.
See?
And that does add to what you're saying.
I talked to my travel advisor.
My travel advisor got me a very good deal.
They advised me to go to somewhere else.
If you drive a Hyundai, be aware they are recalling almost 240,000 vehicles. They say it's because of exploding seat belts.
Oh, is it the airbags and the seat belts? That's what
it
is.
I didn't click to read the rest of the story. I saw the headline.
They have airbags and seat belts now. So maybe that's what's going on.
Somebody I know is driving a Hyundai right now. Who could that be?
Makes me feel better since I had the Ford story the other day about Fords just bursting into flames out of nowhere.
Yeah. So quickly, I also want to say tomorrow is the nationwide opening of Tom Cruise's new movie, his new Top Gun movie, which people are saying is really good. I don't know. We'll find out. But I have to laugh at ESPN for running a story about Tom Cruise running in so many movies.
Mm-hmm.
They say that out of his 52 movies, counting this one that comes out tomorrow, he has been running in 44 of the 52. And they said there is a correlation between box office, how much he runs in a movie versus how much money it makes, which is pretty funny.
Interesting, yeah.
But what they did that made me laugh is they went to a bunch of running experts, professional athletes, gold medal winners, so forth and so on, and they had them critique his running. Like, how's he doing? And it's a pretty funny story. I posted it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook, if you want to look at it, where they're essentially saying, yeah, he's fast, because he is, but they say his form needs a lot of work.
Bad
he doesn't
form.
Have the right, he's too upright in his running. He goes, here, you see me up? I'm upright running. Right now. This is me doing time.
Not very aerodynamic. It's like right, no. Hitting a wall.
So he could go a little bit faster if he would just lean forward just a little
bit. Come on, Tom. Work on that.
Anyway, it's so silly. What else is trending?
Oh, this is silly, too. It's National Wine Day. It's an excuse, I guess, to kick back and have a bottle or two in a recent
poll.
Like,
people need an excuse to drink wine.
28% of people say, yeah, I like red wine. 18 prefer white wine. And another 18% said, pretty much drink anything.
All right.
Nice German Riesling is my joke always. We've got the box of wine in our fridge right now because we're just trying to class things up around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Put the little spigot on there. Google Street View is 15 years old this month, and they're rolling out a new portable camera to celebrate. I guess they're going to be hiring people or volunteers, I guess, that can carry around this portable camera like a backpack. And wherever you're walking around, it tracks it, records it, and plops it right onto the internet. So I guess you can see the ins and outs of back alleys now or the inside of buildings. And I got to admit, I am a sucker for Google Street View. I absolutely love it. I think it's one of the coolest things on the internet to be able to. It's really neat if you find like a little random island out in the middle of the ocean. You can zoom in, and they've got Google Street View on it. It's like a place you would never visit in your life, and you can go right into a street and look around. It's the coolest thing. So.
That is getting sucked down a rabbit hole right there.
It is. Yeah, you're like, what does this little island look like? And you're like, oh, my God, Google's been to this island. How did they do it? Mackenzie Bezos, check that, Mackenzie Scott now, has donated a record $122 million to Big Brothers and Big Sisters. That is Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, and she's made that pledge to give away a buttload of money, and she says she wants to help ensure every child in America has a strong role model to look up to, so Big Brothers, Big Sisters got a big, fat check from sweet Mackenzie.
She's pretty remarkable.
She is, man.
With the billions of dollars that she has given away, she is remarkable.
That's a lot of money to hand an organization, so hopefully they do some real good with that. Aerosmith, believe it or not, is trending today. They had to cancel their June and July Vegas residency because the guy from the Armageddon soundtrack, Steven Tyler, he's having some problems again. He's back in rehab, unfortunately. Relapsed on painkillers he was taking after having foot surgery. And he voluntarily entered the treatment program, and so they're having to cancel a bunch of the shows. They've been pretty cool about it. They say they're devastated that they've inconvenienced so many fans. Keep an eye on your email because we're refunding people immediately. So they're trying to be really cool about this, but Steven Tyler and his feet. Have you seen pictures of his feet online? I don't want to pick on the guy. He's going through a rough time. But if you do a Google image search of Steven Tyler's feet.
Are you about to tell us how nasty looking they are?
Different looking feet.
Well, I don't want to have that on my search history, but I guess I will.
I hope I'm right. I've got to do it now myself.
Steven
it just
Tyler's
popped into my head.
Feet. All right. I'll search it.
You're
going to bite? Go to images.
Yeah, there they are. Poor guy. Maybe that's why he had the foot
Well, is
surgery.
It has to do with those two toes are bent so incredibly?
I don't know if it's a arthritis thing at this point. I don't want to make fun of the guy.
You just did.
I'm not making fun. I'm just saying.
You're directing people.
The internet is littered with pictures of this guy's feet, and I don't know what's wrong with them. Poor guy. That's sad. Never mind. Don't do that. That's sad.
I can't unsee it. I'll tell you that.
That one toe is hugging the big toe. How does that happen? Okay, what else is going on? Real quick, Miller Lite came up with beer-infused charcoal for the summer called Beer Coal. Their slogan is, turn Miller time into griller time. Whoa. $12 a bag. They were sold out within minutes. They're on eBay now for $250 a bag.
Does it add a little aroma of beer to whatever you're cooking?
Each briquette is infused with concentrated Miller Lite. It's supposed to give whatever you grill a slight beer taste. They say, they say it's safe for all ages. The charcoal won't get you drunk, so you can't crack open a bag of charcoal and suck on the briquettes for a good time.
You might want to huff it a little bit, though.
So that's it. And then real quick, Fat America. Reese's, check that. Ritz crackers and Oreo cookies are doing a mashup now. One side is an Oreo cookie with cream, and the other side is a Ritz cracker with peanut butter. They smash them together, and then you smash it into your mouth.
Did we need that?
No, we don't need that. It's stupid. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's a story and a video that will help you be in a good mood today, I hope. It's the Battle of the Joshes. A couple hundred Joshes grabbed their pool noodles and headed to Nebraska for the second annual battle over the right to be named Josh. Started as an online joke last year by a guy named Josh, and it's taken on a life of its own, and there's a bunch of videos. These guys showed up in costumes and masks and animal suits and football helmets, and they're all out in the field whacking each other with pool noodles.
Our producer is named Josh, and he claims he could have taken all of them.
Yeah. Check it out. It's a goofy story. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.